It's about protecting our children. That's the bottom line here. That's all I'm concerned about, is protecting our children.
We have to use this horrific situation as an opportunity to bring forward legislation that will once and for all allow these predators to be prosecuted.
Senator Kennedy and D.A. Flynn spoke with great passion about the revelations of what occurred to students over several decades at Nichols. A recent investigation revealed 10 teachers at the school conducted improper relationships with students, while 3 past administrators failed to report the abuse. A legal loophole in a state law does not require private schools to report sexual abuse cases.
There are administrators that are withholding information from authorities because they legally can. It is wrong, and that bill needs to be fast-tracked as well.
When I was young, I did speak up. I went to a nun and my mother, and I was simply told that a priest would never do such a thing, and that was it.
Tom Travers of Buffalo says he was sexually abused more than 40 years ago by a Catholic priest. He tells WBFO News the loophole in the law prevents private schools from protecting children.
People around abusers protect those abusers because of the fallout that may or may not happen. My first thought was, it's exactly how it happens to me, and it's exactly how it's happening in schools, in institutions, every single day.
Kennedy and Flynn are also demanding passage of the Child Victims Act. It would change the statute of limitations in reporting a case. Currently, the cutoff is 23 years of age. In a criminal case, it would be changed to 28, and in a civil case, it would go from 23 to the age of 50.
What I don't understand is that people who know better do not speak up, do not protect children. I find that to be one of the biggest issues right now, that we as a society struggle with talking about sexuality, let alone sexual abuse. And children are surrounded by adults who are there to protect them.
But the bill has remained stalled in the Senate for years. Senator Kennedy blames Republicans for failing to protect children.
It is the Senate Republicans that control the majority that have failed to bring the Child Victims Act to the floor for even a vote.
Kennedy was asked if he believes the governor might use this as a possible tool in budget negotiations.
Absolutely. We've called on the governor to include this in his budget, and we are hopeful that he does. The goal is to get this passed in any way that we can.
Frustrated by both laws preventing prosecution, Flynn announced if more recent cases of abuse surface at Nichols, he will investigate.
If more individuals now come forward and they bring to me an allegation or a complaint, I assure you it'll be investigated immediately.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.